This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. The beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois discusses the Avodah done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. In Parshas Emor we learn that a Kohen Gadol may not marry an almano, a widow. Now we can understand that a Kohen Gadol who is on a higher level of Kedusha may not marry a Grusha, a divorcee, because the Kohen Gadol is the one that brings peace to the world, peace to Klal Yisrael, and he therefore should not marry a woman that had a pirud and may have been involved in something that is the opposite of peace. But why should a Kohen Gadol not be able to marry an almana? Just because her husband died, why would that disqualify her from marrying a Kohen Gadol? The Bali Tosfos answer that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur and pronounced the special Shem Hashem, which contained in it many great powers. The Torah was concerned that perhaps, this Kohen Gadol was infatuated with a specific Eishes Ish, and in order for him to marry her, he would need the husband to die. And we are afraid that on Yom Kippur, while he's in the Kodesh HaKodashim, he will daven that this husband should die, and thus enabling him to marry this Isha. As a result of this concern, the Torah prohibits a Kohen Gadol to marry an almana, because even if he succeeds in getting rid of the husband, he will still not be able to marry the wife, because the Torah prohibits a Kohen Gadol to marry an almana. The Torah is saying, don't try pulling off this scheme, because it won't get you anywhere. She will be usher to you anyway. Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman says that we can see from here how powerful the Yetzer is. The greatest person in Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol, on the greatest day of the year, Yom HaKippurim, in the holiest place in the world, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, can still have such a machshava. Alachas kama v'kama, we, regular people, on a regular day, in a regular place, how much more so must we be vigilant in our fight against the Yetzer Hara? The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Vilna Gaon quotes an amazing medrash that although all future Kohanim Gedolim were only permitted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, Aaron HaKohen was allowed to enter whenever he wanted throughout the year, as long as he performed the Avodah of Yom Kippur. This fascinating fact can be used to answer multiple questions on this parsha. Firstly, why with respect to all karbonos does the Torah first write the date it should be brought, and only then say what should be brought? For example, in Parshas Pinchas, it says the date first, for example, the 15th day of Nisan, and then the korbanos that should be brought on the 15th day of Nisan, the first day of Tishrei, followed by which korbanos should be brought on the first day of Tishrei. However, in Parshas Achrei Mois, it says the whole Avodis Yom Kippurim, and only all the way at the end of the Parsha, in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chof Tes, does it say the date, B'chodesh HaShvi Be'osel HaChodesh, on Yom Kippur. Why the change of order? Says the Chochmas Adam, that according to this Medrash, it's very good, because Aaron HaKohen was not bound to this date. Rather, any time during the year, he was allowed to bring these karbonos and go lefnai v'lefnim. At the end of the whole parasha, it states, V'hoiso lochem l'chuka asoylam b'chodesh shashvi b'osel achodesh. Lochem, for you, for all other kaihanim gedolim, not Aharon. This was only relevant on the 10th day of Tishrei. However, for Aharon, it was not bound to a date. And that's why no date is stated until the end of the parsha. Also, the pasuk says at the end of the avoda, "Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe," and Aaron did like Hashem commanded Moshe. Rashi throws in the words, "Kishegia yom kippurim, also kesedra azet." When Yom Kippur came, Aaron did this avoda, taking the pasuk a bit out of the simple meaning, limiting the words "Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe" to one day. However, according to the medrash, the pasuk can be read kipshutoi, Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that Aaron was able to do this avoda at any time during the year, not locking these words into one specific day. This medrash also helps us address another question. The Gemara in Gittin says that 8 parashios were said b'yom shehukam ha-mishkon on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. One of the 8 parashios is the parasha of Achrei Mois, the avoda of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, why would the Avodah of Yom Kippur need to be said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was 6 months before the actual Avodah would be done? The other parshas that were said on that day were immediately relevant. However, the Avodah Yom Kippurim would not be relevant for another 6 months. Why say it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Rabbi Yaakov explains that according to this medrash, it was actually relevant immediately, because Aaron was not locked in to performing this avodah specifically on Yom Kippur. He was able to do it all year round. He was able to do it right away on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So on Rosh Chodesh, the day it was said, it was already relevant, and that's why it was said on that day. And finally, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph learns from the pasuk V'chiso Anan HaKetores Es HaKapores V'lo Yomus, that if the Kohen Gadol does the Keteres properly, lo Yomus, he will not die. However, if he leaves out one of the ingredients, or he does not cause the Keteres to make smoke, he's Chayiv Misa. Ask the Shagas Aryeh, why do we need an extra pasuk of V'lo Yomus to teach that if the Keteres was not done properly, the Kohen Gadol is Mechayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim? We can know this without the extra pasuk, just by the fact that if it was not done properly, it comes out that the Kohen Gadol made a fire on Yom Kippur for no purpose, since it was not for the sake of doing a mitzvah properly. And one who makes a fire on Yom Kippur is Chayiv Karis. So why do we need the extra pasuk of V'lo Yomus to teach us that if it's not done properly, he's Chayiv Misa? The Stipler answers that based on this medrash that we mentioned earlier, it's not shver, because the medrash says that Aaron was able to bring these karbanos on any day of the year, not only on Yom Kippur. And on those days, it will be mutter to light a fire. So if not for the pasuk of V'lo Yomus, we would not know that he's Mechuyev Misa if it was not done properly, because on that day, lighting a fire was mutter. So according to this medrash, it is answered why we need the extra words V'lo Yomus, to teach us that if the Keteres was not done properly, there's a Chiyev Misa B'dei Shamayim. Because without the extra pasuk, there would not be a Chiyev Misa for lighting a fire. Because according to the medrash, this Keteres did not have to take place on Yom Kippurim. So we see that if we learn like the fascinating medrash that the Gaon quotes, we can answer many questions in this week's parsha.